In the epistle today from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, we hear that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the world of darkness, against the spirits of wickedness in high places. As human beings, we live in the material world, in the realm of nature, of space and time. It is natural for us to judge things by our experience, by what we know and what we have been told by human authorities. But we also need to remember that we are creatures of spirit, that is, we have intellect and will and immortal souls. Our ultimate destiny is not in space and time, but in eternity. And we are all, each and every one of us, here and now, working out our eternal destinies. But we are not working them out alone. We are influenced by our fellow human beings, our families and friends and enemies, and we are also subject to the influence of greater spiritual powers. On the one hand, we have all the graces our Lord Jesus Christ has given us, the church, the sacraments, the scriptures, the prayers and examples of the saints. We each have a guardian angel who supports and encourages us, who advises and protects us, and guides us along the path to salvation. On the other hand, there are powers of darkness, which St. Paul mentions in the epistle, the principalities and powers, the rulers of the world of darkness, the spirits of wickedness. It would be terribly naive and short-sighted not to recognize that Satan and his minions, the fallen angels, are also interested in us. They are contending for our souls. They want us to fall into sin and despair, to turn our backs on all that is good and true, and to worship the spirit of falsehood, of death and destruction. By ourselves, we cannot fight the world, the flesh, and the devil. They are too strong for us, too intelligent and deceitful. A famous exorcist once said that Satan was the most brilliant of all the angels, more intelligent even than Saint Michael. But Michael was able to defeat him because he was faithful and honest and true, and he relied not on his own strength, but on the power of God. In the same way, if we want to overcome the temptations and trials, the wickedness and snares of the devil, we cannot trust only in ourselves and in our own resources. We need to turn to God, to the angels and saints, and to all the spiritual aid and comfort and protection that they offer us. In all things, as St. Paul says, we must take the shield of faith. But faith is not only concerned with the intellect and understanding. If it were only a matter of knowing right and wrong, our struggle would be much easier. But faith only becomes real when it informs the will and strengthens us beyond our natural power. True faith brings us supernatural assistance. It enlightens our minds, strengthens our character in the natural virtues, and makes us receptive to the movements of the Holy Spirit and divine grace. Faith is finally a gift. There is nothing we can do to earn it or to merit it. But the one thing we can do is to receive it, to open our hearts to Almighty God, to accept His forgiveness and mercy, and inspired by His love, to share those gifts with all our fellow men. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.